From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Rare diseases are, well, rare, but at the same time, there are some 30 million Americans affected by them. But when the numbers of those affected by each disease are low and research is limited, families often have to build communities themselves for information, education, and emotional support. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has the story.
Several dozen people gathered into a small room at Pierre Marquette State Park outside Grafton, Illinois. There was food and art projects being done on a retrofitted ping pong table. Rebecca Hasty from Richland, Missouri is among these people. She's the primary caretaker of her grandson, Jimmy, and she and her family traveled 4 hours to come to this family meetup for people affected by one rare disorder.
My favorite thing to do with Jimmy right now is peekaboo. And when you pull that blanket back, his whole face just lights up. And it's just like a ray of sunshine in your day.
Jimmy is an energetic, curious 18-month-old. But Rebecca says that when he was born, he was failing to thrive. Then after some genetic testing, he was diagnosed with Zellweger spectrum disorder.
The geneticist called on the phone, gave us the name, and her comment was, "I can't handle this, I'll refer you somewhere else."
Now, if you haven't heard of Zellweger spectrum disorder or the larger category of paroxysmal biogenesis disorders, that's normal. There are only an estimated 190 cases diagnosed in the world, 80 in the U.S. Essentially, peroxisomes are an organelle in every single cell, sometimes called the forgotten organelle. And in these disorders, those are missing or don't work properly. Melissa Bryce Gamble is the founder of the Global Foundation for Paroxysmal Disorders and the mother of Jenny, her daughter who was diagnosed and passed away at 6.5 years old.
She really was the love of my life. She was a bright, happy child.
She says Zellweger spectrum disorder is a multi-system disorder, or more simply,
everything goes wrong.
Children can have hearing problems, blindness, neurological issues, cognitive impairments, liver and kidney issues, and most of these kids don't live past the first few years of life.
I wanted to be the expert on my child. We have to become the experts. If we're not the experts, no one will be.
So she created the organization in 2010. They now host a regular conference, created a scientific advisory board, and host regional family meetups, like the one Rebecca and her family were at in Illinois.
It's really a good time of sharing, of just having the sense that you're not alone for a weekend.
Melissa says the organization also puts an emphasis on scientific research and spent more than $370,000 on research last year alone.
People work so hard every day to push forward treatments for cancer, and kids with Zellweger spectrum disorders are not any less deserving of that just because there's a fewer number of them.
She says research into this one rare disorder and paroxysomes could have further implications for other more common diseases, like Alzheimer's. For Rebecca Hasty, this organization, the emotional support, the community, the research, it all boils down to one thing: hope.
So by talking to them and getting some information, it gave us some relief, I guess, that, you know, there are kids that are doing this and are doing great.
And as the day turned to night, the family started to gather in the large lobby of the hotel, like a group circling the wagons, sharing stories and lived expertise. Jimmy's grandpa, Shane Worley, sat among them, soothing his grandson with a simple song, and for one moment, perhaps not thinking about the future. Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.